This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A fellow that knows some fishing from Munich, by golly. He lives next to some of the best fishing on planet Earth, I think, pretty much, isn't it? Gotta be darn close, crying out loud. You're getting me all jealous now. And the best part is he's listening to What's On Your Mind, aren't you? Thank you for that, by the way.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah,
I enjoy you guys a lot, hearing you every day. You talk for North Dakota really well. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Todd more than me, probably. You like him better.
I think I enjoy your show as well.
That's very nice.
This is much.
Yeah.
So
thank you. And how's the fishing?
Well, the fishing is really darn good. I mean, you can't hardly go wrong. You just put the lure in the water for the most part, in most cases, and catch yourself nice fish and go home and say, "This is a keeper."
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you stopping by. What was your name? Care.
Terry Hagelin.
Terry, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks again. And love meeting our listeners at Big Iron West Fargo. 3 days. It is the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, so most folks know where that is. Online at BigIronFarmShow.com. Goes till 5 tonight, and again tomorrow, final day, 9 until 4. And everybody, literally everybody in the egg world that has something that could make your life better is here. So it's quite a deal. And now I'm starting to see those What's On Your Mind hats everywhere, too. Here's a young lady from, I think she said she was from Harvey. She's got her hat on, fishing sunglasses on. She's ready to go in that hat, looking fabulous. So we love it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We have some time to talk about whatever you'd like to chat about here in this half hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Dwight Hofflin, a senior farmland manager from Piper's Auctioneers, and talk some more about things that are happening at Piper's, where they just came out with their best ever farm, biggest farmland auction catalog, is what I was trying to say. And if you call them, they'll send that to you. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099, or you can email them, info@pipers.com, info@pipers.com. You guys ready for a little bit of a confession? Todd, Manny? Todd Mitchell, Todd the radio guy.
I'm Lutheran. What's confession? not like a religious Catholic. Okay.
Just, you know.
You had some peanuts during the break, right?
I did, and you know that I didn't.
I knew it.
I didn't do it as in, I just have to give this up and have one. So when we got off the air, there was a big giant crowd around where we were broadcasting, and of course a bunch of people wanted to say hi to Ed, and so we got off the air, and then we just started talking to people the whole time, and all of them are reaching in and grabbing a peanut, and having a peanut, right? So I didn't, without even thinking, all of a sudden I was probably three or four in, and I went, oh no, what am I doing? I broke the pledge.
Texter says, geez, Scott, a foot-long hot dog and cheese curds, but you're worried about a handful of peanuts?
Again,
that's my point.
I'm not worried about the peanuts. It isn't like I love the protein.
Well, obviously you were. That led the show.
I'm worried about my lack of discipline. It's sort of like having a potato chip where you can't have just one. And
peanuts are better for you than that, though, unless you're allergic. But
say, we're doing a little test today here at Big Iron, and the test is, can you eat just one?
Yep.
So, can you?
Yep.
All right, sir. Go ahead and let's see you try and... Why do you have a handful, then?
I'm going to share.
You're going to share. Okay, yeah, good one. Yes, good one. Yes, yeah, very good.
One handful.
Yeah.
It's one.
Barack Obama's there. Yeah.
One handful is still one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to keep asking that question that day. I had a guy earlier, before we were even on the air, he came up with a little satchel, and, you know, one of those little grocery bags you take. And he brought the satchel, and nobody was even around. He came up, he took about like four or five handfuls of the satchel, and of the peanuts rather, and put it in his satchel. And he looked at me like kind of he was stealing something. I'm like, no problem, take as many as you want. He said, I do it every year. It's how I get through the day. Somebody comes by to get a supply and go back to his booth and load up. You can't have just one. Who the heck had that anyway as a slogan not long ago? I can't remember.
Blaze. Nobody can eat just one. That was theirs for years. Yeah. I mean, somebody else may have taken it too, but I mean, they were the ones famous for that since at least the 70s.
258-0550. 800-228-0550.
Well, welcome to Chip Chat, everybody.
Yeah, Peanut Chat, exactly. Yeah, Todd, Todd, you can text at 367, or me rather, 367-2054, and Todd at 226-8503. I have a really neat text on the Carson Wentz question, and another on whether or not Heidi's hiding. And I'm going to answer this one first and get it, I don't want to say out of the way, but I'm getting so many of them that I feel bad that I'm not saying it enough. I did this yesterday on Energy Matters, too, because people are saying, who do I call to sign up for the New York trip? Where are we going? What are the dates? All of those questions. And we have been busy and a lot going on, so I probably haven't said it as much as I should. So I'm just going to take 2 minutes, Timey Todd, 2 minutes to tell you about the New York trip. First of all, the dates are Monday, November 27th. Come back Saturday, December 2nd. Okay? And the first day we leave early, get into New York, hop in the motor coach, you know, start taking a tour around late afternoon. But we eat at Cat's Deli. That's the famous When Harry Met Sally Deli, and you can't even believe, I dream about Cat's Deli. It's that good. We're staying at a great hotel, Homewood Suites, Midtown Manhattan. Breakfast every morning is included. Every morning. Dinner most nights, a lot of lunches, a lot of things included. And what are we going to see? Let me tell you what we're going to see first. St. Patrick's Cathedral, guided tour. That's one of a kind. Incredible. Tour around at Union Square Market, Greenwich Village, the Flatiron Building. That's incredible. Pier 15 for the Alive After 5 cruise. We did this for the first time last year. And again, all your food, beer, wine, soda included. And you're taking a tour around the iconic Manhattan Island. Incredible. Next day is our big day, I think, because it's so unique. No other tour gets to do this. Wednesday, we are at Fox and Friends with Steve Ducey, Brian Kilmeade, the whole team, and it is so fun. Ask anybody that's gone on this trip. They treat us like kings. You know, it's funny. It's fun walking in there because when you go there, there's a lot of people around and outside Fox News Channel, and they see us going in. They're like, where are you going? How did you get that? Because people don't get tours of Fox News. You just don't. So it's fun. Then we go to Ellis Island, then Bryant Park. Dinner at Carmine's, there's another one you won't forget. Family style, they bring these big platters. The food's so good, it's incredible. Our first Broadway show Wednesday night, Phantom of the Opera. Thursday, we start at Ground Zero. And this will rock you to your core, folks, especially if you've never been there. It really is something you will not ever forget. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum. The museum part is fairly new. The memorial's been there for a while. You go underground, you go right where the attack happened. The artifacts are there, iconic sites of that horrible day. It's just, it really moves you. It does. After that, we go up.
Hey, you told me the time is, so.
That was the 2 minutes, okay. So can I have another 30 seconds?
Sure.
Start now. We'll go up to the One World Observatory so you get the best view ever. Trump Tower for dinner that night. That's on us. That's a blast. Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes. Incredible entertainment. Then one more musical. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's the Carole King story. It's so good. And Tavern on the Green for lunch. We come home on Saturday, December 2nd. I'd love for you to join us. My wife Maria and I really, we enjoy this because we get to meet you. We get to meet a whole new group of friends. We have a lot of fun. And really, the people that have been on these trips before are friends of ours. Stay in contact. You know, Christmas cards, the whole thing. It's really neat. GroupTravelPlanners.com does all the planning. You can go online and do it all. GroupTravelPlanners.com, or if you want to call, 952-898-3478, 952-898-3478. And the deadline, this is important, the deadline is October 2nd. We have the seats already booked. It's a great rate, the whole deal, and you got to hurry, because once October 2nd is here, it's gone, and it always overbooks. So let me go to some other texts. Thanks for asking, though. I appreciate it. If I'm not saying enough and you do want to know, if I'm not saying anything enough, if I'm saying something too much, I'm never beyond hearing from our listeners. We serve you. So let us know. So thanks for the question. Hey, I need the info on New York City. Here's a texter. This pertaining to our conversation earlier with Ed Schaefer. New York City. I'm sorry, on Heidi Heitkamp, rather. Either way, Heidi, they say, does not have the coal miners' vote. Talking among other miners, we all say she's got to go. In other words, no matter how she votes. And I believe that. I think all of these things are games. I really do. I mean, with the perfect campaign and no vote to defend, no record to defend, she won by 3,000 votes last time. That's it. So I think she has a tougher time getting elected this time, no matter who runs. And by the way, I do think Kevin Cramer is going to run. I think he needs the right environment to run, and I think he needs the right timing. He's not going to do it on his own timing, but that's my own gut feeling. He has not told me that. That's my gut. I do believe that. Ask him yourself and see what you get for a gut feeling. But I do believe ultimately that he's going to run. If he doesn't, there's some great candidates. And I'm of the opinion, I don't care if there's 10 candidates that want to say they want to test this out. Like what Tom Campbell's doing about telling his story, fantastic. You know, others considering it, like Kathy Nesset and Tammy Miller from Border States. I've heard now Kelly Armstrong as well. Good. Honestly, it's good. The more the merrier.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
I've been scolded by one of our listeners. So you're sitting in sunflower country, and you're eating peanuts.
Good point.
Not good at all. Wow. That goes beyond not good, Todd. That's an extra dagger there. Not good at all.
Valid point.
No, I stopped after my violation. I thought about restarting, but so far I've resisted the urge. 20 past the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennen, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, I'm at Pfeiffer. I'm not at Pfeiffer's. Actually, I'm going to talk to the folks at Pfeiffer's. I'm at Butler Machinery, actually, at Big Iron, and here tomorrow as well. Hope you, if you're coming, do me this favor. Just come by and say hi. I think I literally have one box of hats left. They're really going fast, but you might get here in time to get one of those if you're coming today and see us at Big Iron, right in the middle of where Butler Machinery has their display. It's in the southwest corner, and really it's the perfect place to kind of hang out, grab some peanuts, some water, just enjoy yourself. Love to see you here. It's also Wednesday today, which means we need to talk about the Wednesday wheels from Puckler Chevrolet Buick GMC, Valley City. They never disappoint. Two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. And this week we have a vehicle that's at the Valley City store, a 2014 GMC Acadia. This baby is pearl white in color. It's got heated leather seats. This one, 53,000 miles. One owner, local trade, power tailgate on it, all-wheel drive. It's on the lot now for $25,900 today only. If you tell them, hey, I heard Scott talking about it on the radio, he'll drive it home for $24,995. Isn't that something? And don't forget to register for the ultimate tailgate party, both Pucklish locations for this. Listen, you're stopping in either Valley City or Bismarck. You can win two tickets to the Vikes-Packers game in Minneapolis. Let me repeat. You go to Pucklage, either location, Valley City or Bismarck, you got a shot at two Vikes-Packers tickets. Also get a new grill, a Yeti cooler, two nights at the Marriott Minneapolis, $500 cash. And the best part, you don't have to buy a darn thing. But you're going to want to probably buy something, at least that 2014 Acadia when you get in there. I love that. Pucklage, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, where they say, you drive, we'll ride. Online, pucklage.com, pucklagevalleycity.com. Pucklage is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Dave, up in Rolette, something on your mind? Lay it on us, sir.
Well, the city of Rolette last night rolled out a $2,000 to $3,000 sewer assessment to people due on October the 1st. No real public input, no public meetings before, and not even all the city council was there at the meeting. You might consider coming up and doing one of your city meetings or broadcasts from up here at the Rolette Cafe or something, but look into it because people are getting hit all of a sudden on something that they had no input on, and quite frankly, the city didn't mail out anything about this to anybody involved, none of the property owners.
Sounds like a perfect opportunity for one of our Something Smells segments.
Yeah, I think
you get
so
it?
Too.
Yeah, yeah. The sewer tax.
Getting financials out of the city is fairly difficult as well. But
so
you would look
you're saying that there wasn't a quorum there of the council, or there was just like somebody's missing? Because they can have somebody missing, and that's no big deal. But
they had a different meeting a few weeks ago. And none of the council was there. This was something from the county. But this is the city one. And all of a sudden, what do we got? Just over 2 weeks, you got $3,000 due. This is your notice.
Do you know any champion of the sewer tax, any particular member of the city council that would be in favor that we could get a hold of? Who would be the person you'd ask?
You might call Miss Azure at the city offices and ask her.
All right. We're on it, Dave. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I'm always willing to be your watchdogs here. If something smells, let us know. 800-228-0550. All right, let's see here. Now, I need to find, we're getting a few comments on the Carson Wentz story. And just to refresh, if you missed that, NBC Philly is doing a story about Carson Wentz balancing, you know, between faith and being preachy. And my comment was, here they go. This texture says, leave it to the liberal media to use their freedom of press to disparage individuals for using their freedom of speech to express and speak about their freedom of religion. Couldn't be more proud of Carson Wentz. It's well said. Troy sends a note, says, you're right, Scott. I believe he's doing it very well. I said I thought he was doing this very well of not being preachy. You know, I mean, I have a strong faith. I talk about it sometimes on the air. I don't other times. If a situation comes up, I'll share it. But if I got in here every day and said, you know, if you're not a believer, you face a fiery future, you're going to get tired of that. You know, that's for Sunday. That's for you to seek and find however you decide to. I still care about you enough to say, you know, I'm going to plant the seeds where I can. But I think you got to be really careful not to be preachy. Absolutely do. And nobody's perfect. That's the thing. And that's what I would always love to talk with a member of the media when they write about anything related to religion, is to say, because I spend time talking about my faith doesn't mean I believe I'm perfect. And I'm telling you, you're not. It's not like that. There is not a soul on this earth that is perfect. Nobody is. But they don't really get that, see. They you know, and in my view, some of them have sort of a dark, shadowy little, you know, life, and then so they get the heebie-jeebies when you start talking about, you know, faith, which, just walk away. You don't have to listen. Anyway, here's what Troy said. You're right, Scott. I believe he's doing it very well. We should not be surprised that the media will ridicule him. But we need to remember that the battle is not with the flesh and blood. Rulers and principalities will come and go, but one king can never be dethroned. And that's, of course, Almighty God. Go Carson and go Eagles, says Troy. Okay. Good stuff there. A few more coming in on that front. Welcoming others. Scott, how come your advertiser is giving away Georgia-Alabama peanuts rather than North Dakota-South Dakota sunflower seeds? Just curious. Better to support the folds, the folks you're trying to sell to, rather than supporting other farmers. I don't know. First of all, I don't know that they are Georgia-Alabama. I would assume they're from somewhere else. And other people are giving away sunflower seeds, so this is a little niche. I think you're being too critical. They give away peanuts because their customers like peanuts. They stop by and have them. Quit nitpicking. Anyway, just my thought. Let's see what else we have here. This is why, especially when I'm on the road, I much prefer that you call, because it takes me a while to find all of your texts, because they're coming in one after another, after another, after another, after another, and they're hard to keep up with here. So, let's see here. Scroll down, Scott. Scroll down. Good morning, Todd. Todd, this texter says good morning to you. Probably because they're...
Hey, good morning, texter.
My favorite Fox anchor is Tommy Lahren. You know who Tommy Lahren is?
Yeah. She's a South Dakota girl.
She is. She has family with a ranch down in South Dakota. She's been on the Blaze. She got fired over some comment. I don't remember exactly what it was. Somebody thought it wasn't. She wasn't conservative when she was on the Blaze. But Fox brought her back, so she's wicked smart. I've been interviewed on her show. Love it. Another texter. One more peanut for Scott. And he gets a KO headbutt. All right, I guess I know what I'm not doing this break. More coming up. Checking at Pfeiffer's with our friend Bob Pfeiffer. Next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's the safest method to transport oil? Pipelines. Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer Partners of the Dakota Access Pipeline, counters the main claim by protesters that pipelines do not protect the water.
The statistics will tell you unequivocally that transporting hydrocarbons by pipeline is far safer than any other method that's out there. In the case of the Bakken crude that's being transported by rail anyway across this very body of water, statistically that's a lot riskier proposition than is transporting it by pipeline. And so there's no arguing with the facts or the statistics on that matter, but yet that's not what we got here. We got people that were spreading misinformation about this and doing it very well, by the way. They were very effective in terms of charging up their base of people, but they did it with facts that just were not correct.
Matt Ramsey of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better. How do they do that? Well, they connect North Dakota farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Works pretty well. And you got choice at the pump. They love them all. And you'll fuel better, too, when you take advantage of some of their great deals, like the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. I love that one. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink is all, that's four items, all of that for $4. Four for four at Petroserve USA locations. Stop in there. Get registered for their giveaways that happen regularly. 50,000 in Petroserve USA cards. $50,000 in Petroserve USA cards. That's not a small amount. Every week, new winners. So, get on it. Do it. You'll love it. We're at Big Iron. Butler Machinery's booth at Big Iron, right next to the Peanuts. Follow your way to the Peanuts. There's still some left because I've been pretty good, Todd. I haven't. Since my
I know you can behave, but I mean, to totally deprive yourself of a nutritious food is not necessarily good.
There you go. And there's, I think I heard at one point, over 900, somewhere between 700 and 900 different displays here at Big Iron, things for you to see. And, of course, as I mentioned, we're at the Butler Machinery booth, which would be in the southeast corner where you'll find us. Stop by and say hi. But so many others. The folks in Pipers have a great spot right off the midway of incredible cuisine. Ladies and gentlemen, very healthy cuisine too. You got your, your cheese curds, and you got your, hot dogs, and you got your burgers, and you got your, it's not healthy, but it's really good. So you can't miss them. Bob Piper is here from Piper's. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good. First time on live radio for me, so.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. I'm on Scott Hannity and Limbaugh later on today, though. So
you are
the third time.
So we're gonna. This is the warm up act for
that's
Rush.
Right. That's right.
The Rush, the King. Yeah, cool. Well, good to see you. Glad to have you here. I won't be
thank
too
you.
Hard on you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And Kevin was here yesterday.
Yep, that's my brother.
Yeah.
Kevin.
And you guys have a lot going on. One of the things I want to talk to you today about was folks that might be interested in picking up a couple of bucks. With you guys, because we think of Piper's certainly auctions and the land management and all of that, but you're also realtors, right?
That's correct. A lot of people think we just do the auction as far as the real estate, but we have there's a bunch of us. We have about how many agents do we got now? About probably 15 agents, and a lot of us are realtors, so we list land and. We have land all over the place. I mean, it's hunting season starting, right? Well, we got all kinds of hunting. We got from out western North Dakota. I know the pheasant count are down right now, but we have fantastic listings out there for pheasant land and, all kind of pasture land down in South Dakota and Corson County and Campbell County. All kinds of pheasants down there and mule deer. And then we got through the pothole region. We got kind of a all kinds of listings for waterfowl, duck, geese, and then in the eastern part we got grouse and partridge, and then I got some fantastic deer hunting coming up. I got in the Pemina Gorge, 100 some acres there, and then I got some really fantastic hunting down by Valva, along with, of course, all these properties have income producing too. So in addition to the great hunting, you got the income off of it too. So we got CRP, WRP, you name it, with all fantastic hunting. Even on the Minnesota side, up and down there, Wisconsin, we got all kinds of good deer hunting. You name it, we got it.
Now that's to buy, and if you're looking to sell, you call Pipers. What kind of market is there right now? What kind of price is that bringing?
Well, it varies. It depends on where it's at. If it's CRP, WRP, what kind of income it's bringing. That makes a really difference. See what kind of return these hunters can get at the same time having fantastic hunting. So it just varies up and down, the region. So,
but the point is, the reason these folks are selling is they're getting a pretty good chunk of change.
Right. And we do a really good job of marketing. We do all kinds of social media. I personally, on my listings, I do LinkedIn, Facebook. You've probably seen some of my Facebook listings.
And I dream. Every time I see one, I just stare into the screen and dream.
Right. And then we do email blasts. We do all kinds of websites. We really get a good price on some of this hunting land because we do such a good job of marketing. And so it's kind of fun, in addition to all the agriculture and ranches and dairy farms that we sell, it's kind of fun to have that hunting and be a part of that and take pictures and just roam around that part of the country.
Your fall catalog is really nice, and I think your brother said it's the biggest ever.
Yep, it's the biggest ever. It just came out, I think, print yesterday, so you can smell the ink on it.
Yeah, and speaking of dreaming, you just look through those your shots and just see what you can find. Here's 800 acres at Kidder County for $1.2 million. The listings that are selling, and Walsh County, 320 acres. I bet that's not any good farmland up there, huh?
Right.
My gosh.
Right. Yeah, we have a couple of really good sales in Walsh County and Pemina County too coming up. All up and down that northern Red River Valley there, we have some really good stuff coming up.
Farmstead out of Barnesville, Minnesota, that looks like it's on a postcard.
Yep. At any given time, we have about in addition to our 40 land auctions that we got coming up and our machinery auctions, we have probably 100 listings at any given time. Anywhere from pasture to farmsteads to, like I said, all the hunting that we have. It's amazing how much stuff we have.
5,300 acres to Dolliver and Morton County, so a lot going on. So whether you're looking to sell, get top dollar, or whether or not you're looking to buy some sweet hunting land and revenue-producing land as well, check this out. What do you suggest if folks are just sort of, I'd like to know more, but I really don't know, how should they start, Bob?
Well, they can start by giving us a call. I know we have the guys out in Bowman and Scranton, Jim Sabby and Andy Murnack out there. They got you can look them up on the website and get their numbers. We got Kristen Gill down in Timberlake, South Dakota, and then I'm in Grand Forks and Wisconsin and Arizona, but you can call me toll free at 877-477-3105. Anytime, and that's including weekends. I know some people might have to work and they want to look for hunting land. I'll show them on the weekends. It doesn't matter. Or you can, go to pipers.com, and we have all our listings on there.
Yeah, sounds good. You mentioned Wisconsin. What do you got over there?
Well, I manage the offices in Eau Claire and Janesville. And so we have a couple agents. We have a farmland manager there, and they have a really good farmland, dairy land, some hobby farms out there in Wisconsin. It's kind of cool. And
sounds like a good place to retire.
Yeah,
might be another 50 years, but sounds nice.
Yeah, they have some cute farms out there that, with all the old silos and the old barns, and we do a show out there too. That it's mostly all dairy, it seems like, and hay, equipment. But yeah, so it's kind of fun out there.
That's neat, Bob. Thanks a bunch. Good to see you. I hope folks give you a call again. That number that you're answering morning, noon, and night for you is
877-477-3105.
All right, and then of course you can also call Pipers at 877. 877- 800-700-4099. Ask them to send you a catalog. Get on that list. Good stuff. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. I'm going to go get a corn dog.
Are you?
Yep.
I'm jealous.
Thank you.
I'll follow, but not far behind. That'll be your warm-up back for Rush. Thanks, Avon. It's 20 to the top of the hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. How about some headlines? One of our texters asks. I can do that, I guess. Let me grab the Bismarck Tribune. We're still talking about Miss America. But kind of neat, you know, I just love that story in that it's another North Dakota success story. But the Bismarck Tribune story talks about how her job is starting right away, but how she credits North Dakota for her work ethic and her humble attitude. It's kind of cool. It's not kind of cool. It's a lot cool. It really is. So that's pretty neat. Doug Burgum, our governor, has announced a new task force, new group to identify ways to enhance K-12 education. I think K-12 education needs help in North Dakota. You see things as a parent or grandparent that worries you about K-12 education. Should it be better? Curious what you think about that. Interesting topic there. Just have to answer honestly for myself. Not a lot of a change. You know, you always see a little thing here or there, or personality conflicts or whatever. You know, that's going to happen in workplace, life, schools, anything, where, you know, a teacher doesn't get along with a student or administrator is not handling things well. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about when they come home, are they coming home with a level of knowledge that makes you proud, that they have the tools that it takes to continue to grow, to manage, obviously, what they're needing to learn in that particular class, in that particular school, in that particular year, but also building up a reservoir of knowledge that will take them wherever they want to go? I'd have to say I am. I am. And this will sound like a commercial for Catholic schools, because it is, but, you know, our kids, all of them, our youngest, you know, a ninth grader now, and the rest are in college, all K-12 Catholic schools. And, you know, I can think on one hand, I'm not kidding, one hand, when I was sort of asked, hey, can you help a little bit? The really tough stuff with geometry or whatever, that'd be mom anyway. But we used to get asked a lot. I mean, they had a good grasp of it, and you talk to them about it, you'd say, wow. And then, of course, their ACTs prove it out, you know. So our kids go to the John Paul II school system, but I know there's St. Mary's and Dickinson. There's so many great, you know, Catholic school systems that you could pick from in the larger cities, at least, and others. I mean, Shiloh and Park Christian and on the center of the state and others. I'm just saying, I always say they are able to do, by law, things that the public schools can't do. So that's why I think it gets a little better. And, you know, there's, you know, smaller class sizes and all of that. But, you know, so I don't have a good frame of reference on the public school side, but I'm glad the governor's doing that. I think that's a good idea, and I'd be curious to know what you think about that and whether it's a good idea. Here's a story that just came out. They're labeling this as breaking news, but I don't think it surprises anybody. It says Senator Heidi Heitkamp is seeking re-election to the U.S. Senate. Democratic senator made the announcement on her brother's radio show today. Popular spot for her. Not as many tough questions as I think most North Dakotans would like there. So, but
is anybody surprised at this news? Anybody?
No, that's absurd. Well, I'm not surprised. I would have been surprised if she didn't run, but I think that was a possibility. But she's got $3 million in her coffers and traipsing all over the country. You know, so I think that doesn't qualify for news, honestly. I don't know that anybody's going to go, what? Oh,
exactly.
She is? Oh, wow, I had no idea. Man, alone.
Exactly.
My heart. Yeah. kind of with you.
Still my heart. Go have a peanut. You know how you get.
Yeah, I need a lot of them. Find me a Snickers and a peanut. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing how to recognize drug use in your employees.
Each drug category has different things that you can see specifically how they physically affect the body. Some of the general things to watch for would maybe be behavioral issues. That say you've got somebody that used to be, you know, an all-star worker, and now they're late for work, they're missing work, they're handing in substandard work. Just major changes in behavior like that. Maybe they've got something going on in their personal life, or maybe now they're starting to get injured at work, and there's no other explanation for it.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thanks for listening to the Northern Plains' most listened to radio program. We don't say it enough. We appreciate you. Whether you're on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, or the Flag West at 1090 KTGO in the one and only Tioga, North Dakota. One call does it all, and that is to our friends at Delta Constructors, and they help us celebrate our callers on What's On Your Mind. Here's one that came in from yesterday. We'll see what you think. Ben, what's on your mind?
We're not being shafted. This is our business. It is absolute ludicrous, and we're not welfarians, I guess. I mean, the problem is where you got farmers union guys that run cattle, is those are the people that think they're being shafted. Because us, you know, free-loving ranchers, we aren't being shafted. And I just want to bring a little balance to that, because I think sometimes on the radio, all we hear is the whiners out there that are saying, you know, like, we just can't make it. Life is poor. You know, life is good. We're doing all right. And we take the good years and the bad years.
That call
was incredible. That was Ben from Billings County yesterday. And I didn't necessarily think the caller earlier was whining. I thought he wanted the government program to work better that is offered. But, you know, I took his point. And I think what Ben did there was really, in fact, I got text after text after text after the call saying, I'm with Ben. Way to do it. Fantastic. Incredible. So thanks, Ben. Call again. I just talked to a fellow here who I met at the St. Anthony Hall shortly after the Dakota Access Pipeline went to DEFCON 5. And here we are, I don't know how many months later, but, you know, we're sitting here on a September day in 2017, and I can see the raw emotion in the guy's face still from that event. And he said, you know, we really appreciated you coming down there. We really appreciated Kelsey Warren coming down there. And we just want to get to the bottom of this. Can't wait to find out what this lawsuit brings. Please. So my point is, we exist for ranchers. We exist for farmers. We exist for freedom-loving, Constitution-adhering, God-fearing folks. We really do. That's why we're here. We appreciate you very, very much. And so great hearing from Ben in Billings County, and I hope he calls again, and I hope other farmers and ranchers call again. Let your voice be heard. Use this show. It's what it's for. Our one call does it all, call of the day, celebrating our great listeners, brought to you by Delta Constructors. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151 if you're in the oil business, because they'll do it all. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids. They do it all. They told me one time about a temporary flaring service where somebody's, you know, needed a flare kit. They built it. You know, they're just fine. We'll do it. You know, E&I services, they're just the partner that then takes care of everything. So call Eric, 406-250-8151. Let's see here. There's some comments on the quote-unquote news of Heidi Heitkamp. See if I can find that. If Heidi made her announcement on her brother's show, at least 50 people know. Well, but here's the problem. It's been amplified. Now the forums picked it up, and, you know, it's you're being funny. I get it. But, you know, they'll report it as news. But, I mean, that was pretty obvious. News would have been she's not running. News isn't she is running, right? But whatever, it's official now, and there's a reason for her traipsing all over every corner of the U.S., raising whatever, $3, $4 million. I wonder what she's raised by now. We know about $3 million. And if you go look where she got it, she hasn't been home a lot. She hasn't been talking to a lot of North Dakotans. There's no possible way you could. You know what I mean? Here's another texter. I'm a student at NDSU. I met Carson Wentz. Great guy. Who was it that was doing a story about him? Sounds like the liberal lamestream media is attempting what they did to Tebow. Double standard as to how they handled Kaepernick. Isn't it, though? You couldn't be any more right, which, of course, about drives you crazy. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about oil companies. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm really glad that the oil company is doing that suit, because at least one of those organizations went way too far. They were tormenting many North Dakota residents, and I think they need to be pulled back a notch.
Yeah, the oil companies, by the way, are not doing that. The pipeline company, Energy Transfer Partners, is, but I know what you mean, and I agree with you that it's very, very important to do it. It'd be easy to say it's over. Let's move on, but no, smart move. Appreciate it. Some text to cram in here before we go. She's running. Oh, Heidi just said she's running for rural America, not North Dakotans. She said it. Check it out. Oh, Scott, I know a young adult that graduated from Minot that didn't know how to address an envelope. Kids in schools, some schools, don't even learn cursive writing. If they can't read cursive, they can't read Founding Father documents in the original format. Why is that important? I could read Cat in the Hat to you, and you can't dispute it. Our kids are being dumbed down. It worries me, too. That's why I brought it up. I don't think that's something to dismiss easily. So that's why I brought it up. It's one of the headlines we were talking about earlier today. I didn't even get to the Fargo Forum headlines, but what else is new? We don't get to everything on the show every day. We want to. Do we do, Tom? Let me just check what it was. Tears of joy. Boyfriend of slain Fargo woman gains legal custody of their baby. Yeah, that was a good story. He should have a baby, obviously, but now it's legal, and that's a good thing. So, and then 248,000 North Dakotans may have been affected by that Equifax breach, the credit report thing.
Wow.
Plus record highs. Let's do it again tomorrow at Big Iron, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.